Hello, Gia.
Hello, Keisha.
Hi.
Hi.
It's Sunday night. This is a little bit off our regular schedule. We're adjusting a little bit.
Yep, but because we're so dedicated to this, we can't let it, like, we don't want to like lose our work ethic on this.
Right, and we don't want to let our people down. So
Right.
we're just going to discuss Friday tonight,
It's
and
so
then.
funny that we've shown more initiative and get up and go and pulling ourselves up by our bootstraps and all that good stuff for this useless endeavor,
Hey, hey, Gia, where's that
Well, I mean,
coming
I guess
from?
it depends on, yeah, useless was that's the wrong word. Frivolous, or I don't
Oh,
know. Oh,
dear.
uh-oh.
Well, I mean,
Well,
I feel like we're practically medical professionals
because of watching
because we're
General Hospital.
students of General Hospital.
Okay, maybe it is a medical drama.
Yes.
Now I just think it's kind of funny that this is one area in our lives where we're really showing some stick-to-itiveness, and there's so many areas, and I'm painting you with the same brush here, and I'm
Oh,
sorry.
absolutely. I think the brush is laying things out a lot heavier on my end than yours.
No, I don't think so. I don't think so. Yeah,
But
I think you got
and
a little
yet.
more adulting going on. But it's just
Yeah.
funny because it's not, I guess, by the sort of standards of what Western civilization,
Yeah.
this is not adding, you're going to get mad, but I don't know how to say, like, we're not really adding any value here.
Well, see, my philosophy about life is that all of this should be funnier. All of it. And
Light, yeah,
so I feel like maybe if people are laughing with us or at us every now and then that's
oh, it's
better than
at us,
nothing, right? Right? Yeah.
I guess so, yeah, I guess I just need to get away from this whole idea of monetary or
Status, like sort of
status,
having
like
like a
status
profession
stuff,
and things like that.
yeah. I've been talking to my brothers a lot lately, and
Oh
that
no,
may.
Gia, that's where this is coming from.
Well, not about this.
Do
I
they
don't.
even know? Do they even
I've mentioned it, but I think they just like filed it away in like weird shit their sister does. They got a big file of
Yeah,
weird
I've got a
shit
lot of that
they
going on too.
do.
That's all right,
But there's been a lot of analysis of our father, and what we've just had a lot of time to discuss stuff with each other, and so I think maybe I'm getting pulled into the sort of like how men. Some men sort of see the world and the place in the
And
world and
how's
all
that
of
working out for them, really? You
Well,
know?
I get that they're both pretty fairly well
I
adjusted
mean,
to
just men in
manhood.
general.
Oh, men in general. Yeah, it makes me glad I'm not one. A lot of times I kind of wish I were one,
Yeah, I
to
certainly
unload the
dress like
baggage of
one.
the you do.
I bought like four new pairs of men's pants in the last
Oh.
week.
Did you? Is this the same pair of pant that held up, like hasn't split up the back
Well,
yet?
it's
Is that?
mostly the $11 jeans from Walmart, but
Maya,
I
you
did
have got to
treat
send me a
myself.
link to these $11 jeans from Walmart.
Okay, I
But are
will.
they
They're well in
men's
the yeah,
jeans?
they're oh, of course they're in the men's department. I don't even know what they have in the women's
I
department.
don't know how
I'm
I'd get them
assuming
to
there
fit
is
on
one.
my big lady butt. I mean,
Well,
they're
I've
kind
got a bigger lady butt, and it keeps growing. And I did treat myself to a pair of Carhartts, which I'm hoping will fit. They're the loose cut, which I'm hoping is bigger than the relaxed cut.
of. Okay. Probably. That sounds like a continuum,
It
you
does, doesn't it?
know.
They were further down the shelf, so I'm assuming it went from like average weight to, some winter weight to like full
Yeah.
on pandemic. Holidays, winter, everything.
I need some
How,
$11 jeans.
eating my feelings, that's mostly the category I fall
Yeah,
in,
yeah.
But
And
anyway, that's not why
okay.
you called.
No, it really isn't. Sorry, I just got off. I just was thinking about, like, here we are, like, because we had the prospect of not being able to do this for a week.
Yeah, I couldn't quite live with that,
Yeah,
really.
I know we went out of our way to, and there's so many things I've blown off that probably really
well, that part is true. Yeah, I feel like there probably are other things I could.
Yeah, like the night before I took the what was it, the GREs or probably also the SATs, I don't know, but you know, getting like falling down wasted the night before that kind of stuff. Yeah. You know, like those choices like that were more
that helped lead us here, you think?
Maybe it could be.
Yeah,
it could
be. Probably.
Yeah.
Probably. Yeah, I had anyway, like a huge sticky bun before my SATs, I think.
Well, that might have helped. That sugar right directly to the brain.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. It's part of my problem now.
I remember I lost steam and just put my head down during the GRE and took a little nap, you know.
Okay.
Like, okay, oh, math time? And then I just, you know, had a little snooze. Yeah.
Okay, that's quite after a significant
after the addition and subtraction, you know.
Yeah. There's nowhere else you were gonna wind up but here, Gia.
I know. Yeah. But anyway, sorry, I got off topic there. Let's get back to it. So we're just talking about Fridays.
Yeah, so we're really gonna dissect Friday, and I'm going to begin with a very opening scene, Gia. Okay.
Was that at the nail salon?
No, this was at the, like, Michael and Willow's, what is it, the gatehouse? Is that where they live?
I guess. I get a little confused with these Quartermain. Like, is the kitchen the same kitchen where
I don't know, but I'm starting to think they're all hanging out in some sort of a Quartermain kitchen, like, not at Michael and Willow's, but it does seem very small.
Yeah, like, and it looks like a farmhouse kitchen or something.
Yeah, so I know they're gonna need to work on that for us.
So we're at Michael and Willis. Is this when Dante came over?
Yep.
Okay.
Knock on the door. Michael goes door. Oh, I just say knock on the door, and the dog barks. She's very good.
That's very Pavlovian. Yeah.
So Dante and Sam enter. Michael only says hi to Dante. That's how rude he's become. Doesn't even acknowledge Sam. And I feel like, you know, maybe this is just like sloppy acting or something, and he forgot that line. I don't know, but it just felt like it was sort of indicative of the sort of shithead Michael has become.
And I like the word indicative because
I wasn't sure I could pull it off.
You've had some trouble pulling off words before, and
I felt like I was on a high wire there.
Well, is that when? So because I think that gets us to like the favorite thing that happened for me from my point of view on Friday was the conversation between Michael and Dante.
Which
I think was later, but.
It was later, at some point, Sam and Willow peeled off to go to
That just cracked me up. Like, you're going to go to this kid's craft fair, but unfortunately, my child is all booked up with engagement, so I
don't. yeah.
Oh, it kind of cracked me up.
Oh, boy. But anyway, let's get back to Michael and Dante's conversation. Okay. Yeah,
I just thought, that was satisfying to have Dante like rip him a new one a little bit and point out that you sound just like Sonny.
Yeah. He said a lot of the right things, didn't he? And yet he was still trying to be diplomatic, trying not to lose all of this. So he's kudos to you, Dante.
Yeah, and he's been doing the same thing with Sonny, you know.
Yeah.
Trying to bring him, or he's trying to build a bridge.
Yeah.
But it drove douchebag Michael just right over the edge.
Oh, he just dug his heels in. It's like, it kind of felt like this is like a suicide mission or something. Not that I don't even know what I mean by that, but it just felt like Michael decided to just go all in, right?
Yeah, like all in, like he's at war with Sonny now, and Sonny's anything happens with the police, you know, so there's going to be no protecting him.
And he wants him to wind up with nothing. Like he's building himself up and knocking Sonny down. That feels like that's just kind of like a total, like just a shitty kind of an attitude to begin with, you know, that you have to knock somebody down to, you know, to build yourself up. For one, but it just seems completely uncalled for. So it's
seeing
like
a really ugly side of him,
really ugly, and almost like uglier than like ugly Sonny. You know what I mean?
Oh, definitely. Definitely.
Because yeah, Michael's kind of going from like the pendulum has completely swung from being like ultra decent to be just a total cock.
Yeah. And in other areas too, like the thing with Ned where they're, you know, they're going to push Ned out of ELQ and they're just kind of being, but I like the writing though, because there, I forget it wasn't Friday, but there was another day where the way Michael said something and Ned was like, I can't remember what it was, but he was like, you'll let me know or something like that. And it was a kind of fairly subtle thing with the language, but it was like, exactly. So that was good. I thought that was a good scene with Dante.
Yeah. And you just like, Michael acts like everybody's boring him, you know? It's like he can barely like make eye contact with people.
Yeah. And he's just cruising around with his dress shirt on all the time.
So like, who I don't know. That? I don't know. Yeah. And I just like, you don't even really feel much warmth between he and Willow right now.
No, I think that's going to go off the rails, as I predicted earlier when, when the Nina thing happens, that reveal. But yep. I did like that scene, and I'm speaking as someone who has been accused of being a lot like her own father. By a fair amount of people.
Yeah,
And it's also never meant as a compliment. When it's
I know. That's like when people say, well, my brothers say I'm a lot like my mom. You know, they're talking about like all the dogs and the Alzheimer's, you know. It's like, thanks.
Oh, sure. Yeah, yeah.
I'll take it, though.
The love of a rich food. The love of a rich food.
She did love a nice piece of cake, yeah.
Yeah, I don't know if I take it as a compliment, but I'm like, that's right. I am like him, and you better step off, because... open up a can of whoop-ass on you. Yeah, I have a stubborn... nasty streak, I think.
I think you keep it in check.
Well, sometimes. But anyway, I kind of like that.
Yeah, and I kind of feel like if people try too hard to pretend or believe that they're not like their parents, that's when you really dig in and become exactly like them, you know?
Yep, yeah. Yep.
So
yeah, I think he's already surpassed like being a dick, you know, like Sonny has a lot of compassion in him, and I feel like Michael's just being really cold.
Yeah,
really,
and he's
cold.
He's also he seems like he's using Carly as an excuse, you know, and I think
right, like he had these feelings. Yeah, like he had all these feelings about Sonny all along, and now he's now he's kind of got an excuse to unleash them.
Yeah, you know? Make himself look noble or something, you know.
Yeah, but he's not going to look very noble.
No, sirree. Okay. So yeah, so on Friday we had a lot of those little like two-person conversations, and I think that was the best one. There were a lot of very mediocre conversations.
How'd you like the one with Sonny and Drew?
You know, I didn't like. First of all, the way Drew came up to him and starts like in on him and Michael. You know, it's like, who the fuck
you're like,
are you again?
None of your business. Yeah.
And he definitely had a tone, right? Like he was sort of attacking Sonny a bit there.
Yeah.
And I don't think he had nearly enough information.
I saw a headline that he's going to be like taking a step back because he's got some movie or something, some Hallmark thing or something. So, but I wonder if that's like
another movie after that.
I'm wondering if that's sort of a precursor to like he's just not working out. And
wouldn't that be great?
They might move forward with a different candidate. Well, yeah. I think they should, because shuffle him out and then bring him back as a whole new, fresh character.
Yeah, or. This is what happened. Somebody heard us talking about how he could be a pretty convincing coach for a child swim team.
And
so maybe it's like a child swim team movie.
Like a Bad News Bears vibe.
That's my guess. That's my prediction.
Okay. All right, we'll see if that happens.
And then they'll have to do a sequel and stuff, so hopefully we'll never see that guy again.
But, yeah, that poor guy, though, I feel bad. Like, I don't mean to be ripping on him as an actor, but I just feel like that was a bad casting call. Just all around.
Yeah, and also I kind of feel like when they swap out actors, it's like they forget like the personality of the original character. Like he's a different character. He's not just a different actor. You know what I mean? Like old Drew never would have said that shit to Sonny, you know?
No, I don't think so.
He
Definitely
would have
not.
just said, "Hey, how you doing?" You
Yeah,
know?
he would have
That's
been very, very nonverbal. Yeah.
it. Yeah. Boy, I miss that guy.
Yeah, and this guy is so verbal. And
So
you would have
verbal.
known that the minute you met him. And that's not
Yeah.
bad necessarily, but that's just not who that character was, you know?
No. We're just never going to be able to get over that, I don't
We're
think.
not. We're not.
No. We
All
should
right,
start
what
maybe a
else?
support group or like a toll-free
But
number that people can call.
it's funny, there's people like on that Facebook group, a lot of people just love this Drew and think he's
Yeah.
great and love
Yeah.
that actor and think he has great chemistry with everybody he's on screen with. And I'm like,
Yeah,
how can we be having such a different
I don't
chemical
know.
reaction to this? I don't,
I
but
don't know.
that's what makes the world so neat.
There you go again. Yeah. And by neat, you mean like completely baffling.
Yeah,
Yeah.
it is baffling. It really
It
is.
sure is. So, okay, let's go on to another lame conversation.
Okay.
Not a huge fan of the conversation between Curtis and Nina.
No, and I have to keep reminding myself, like, why are they friends? And
Yeah,
is
yeah.
there actually a parallel between looking for Marshall and the battle for Wiley? It like
Think
not
so.
really a parallel.
No. And it all just like I, you know, we need to find another word besides manufactured. What would it be? Contrived? I don't know. I don't
Contrived,
know.
yeah, that's good. That's excellent.
But it just all seems like bullshit, you know? Like
Yeah.
him, I don't know, agonizing over Marshall and whether he should do
Yeah.
something about that.
That
And then
leads to
her.
another lame scene between
Oh, yeah, TJ and
TJ
Jordan.
and Jordan, yeah.
Yeah, and Jordan hasn't quite come to life as a character, has she?
She's very stiff.
Yeah, and I don't, I think she, I was looking at her face because I in my mind I was thinking she's kind of expressionless, but
Yeah.
she did smile at one point and I thought, okay, you know, but still there's something like, yeah, she just
She's
kind of
just
lacks
she's like
dimension.
stuck in sort of cop mode line delivery
Yeah,
where
yeah.
everything's a little bit of an accusation, you know.
Yeah. And there were times when in other episodes where she was like that, and it was like, wait a minute, why this edge? You know, you're
Right,
just
every single
talking to
time, yeah, it's all
somebody,
like,
you know?
yeah,
Yeah.
sort of jabbing at people every time,
Yeah. Yeah. So,
and the whole TJ like
ugh.
obsession with Gramps is
Seems just,
tedious, so tedious. And now he's going to go to
yeah.
New York, and
Ugh.
like he conveniently finds that receipt in the little tiny clarinet,
Yeah.
like, just like
Yeah.
that. And
Right. Yeah.
yeah, now it's Yucko, Yucko.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know how that's going to become interesting, but
Was there anything interesting you liked, or are you just going to be a negative Nelly all?
well, let's see. We had Joss and Carly
Yeah,
at the
that's like the
salon.
blonde power duo.
It sure is. And you've
Yeah,
said this before, how they seem very convincing as mother and daughter,
they
and they
do.
just
They're both just fierce.
Yeah.
They are fierce as honey badgers. They, you know what? And they kind
Oh no.
of.
You said you were gonna bring back the honey badger, and there it is. There it is. I'm sorry, America and the world.
Well, I
Yeah.
also I don't know if what Sonny has in his apartment
Right,
is a
right,
honey badger. We
right.
think it's a badger.
Yeah, and I don't think it's a honey badger.
You
Because
don't, okay.
after you said
Because
we were going to talk about badgers, which I wasn't sure that was a good idea, I thought, all right, I'm going to read up
in what
about them a
world
little
is it not a good idea to talk about badgers? But don't even know you. So you looked them up too? They're fascinating, aren't they?
They are very thick skin, and the description of the qualities of the honey badger definitely made it seem like it was no accident that Sonny had a badger stuffed in
Yeah,
his
is it sort
apartment.
of like a symbolism of, you know, Because the badgers are badasses.
They are fuckers. Yeah, they will kick your ass.
Yeah, anybody's ass, apparently.
Anybody. Yeah.
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 And yet they're also like, they like to snack on honey.
They do.
You
I
know?
know. That was surprising to me that is
Yeah,
where it
that's
came
what I
from.
looked up, like, well, yeah, where they got the name. But I kind of like, I like calling Joss and what's her name? Carly honey badgers, because it's, so they have sort of honey colored hair.
Yeah, and
You
they
know?
are sweet when they want to be.
When they wanna be. I don't know if anybody would ever describe either one of them as sweet.
Sweet.
That it's the,
Think
I don't
so.
know.
I think
What's a
so.
Valkyrie? They the he
Yeah.
they used to call her
Yeah,
Carly
that's what
Valkyrie.
Spinelli calls her.
Yeah,
Yeah.
yeah.
But well, Carly seems like she's definitely more thoughtful, or I want to use the word circumspect. I don't know where that's
What
coming
is
from. You
this like? Did you get one of those word a
know,
day
today, I
calendars or
don't know,
something?
Gia. I don't know. I don't feel like myself right now. Let's get back to the.
Did you get into the gummies again or something? Or,
No, actually, I have had a bad headache all day, and usually that makes my words
uh-oh.
like flip, you know, like I say cat when I mean dog and stuff like that. So I don't know.
Oh, I didn't know that. Are you having like auras and stuff? And
No,
are
I'm not really an
you seeing dead
aura.
people?
Oh, well, I see Franco everywhere, and it's great. Oh,
I
dear.
did see a funny thing on one of the Facebook things about it said something about it showed a picture of Elizabeth and the medium during that like moment where she's being Franco, she's channeling Franco, the medium, and they're like, you know, like touching each other's faces, and somebody said something about it. Did anybody else think they were gonna kiss? And why do Elizabeth and the medium have more chemistry than Elizabeth and Finn?
Oh boy, ouch.
I know. But it was kind of a sexy moment there for a
Yeah, I guess
moment.
it was as sexy as Nina and Sonny dancing at the Savoy.
That
I
was
don't
just wrong. That whole thing was
Yeah.
like a weird,
Sorry to
like,
bring that up again. That
yeah,
was
oh no.
uncomfortable.
Okay, sorry, I've gotten off Friday, but
Yeah.
so okay, so Joss and Carly in the nail salon, they're
But
like,
it's yeah, and I don't know. It felt like they could have had a more interesting conversation,
yeah,
you know?
it was just like they're totally on the same page. It's like Carly and Mini Me, you know, like,
I
yeah,
kind
we should kill Nina. Yeah, let's kill Nina.
of okay, check. It seemed like a lot of the episode, it sort of felt like a Tuesday or something, you know, like it was all just sort of like
Yeah.
housekeeping and stuff, you know.
Right.
I
Yeah.
don't know. It was a little bit interesting when Valentin entered the picture, I thought, and I think
He
he's
was
looking
meeting with the
good.
lawyer.
Meeting with what's his name, Martin.
Yeah.
Yeah, and his wheels are turning, and he's trying to fit, and it looks like he's going to try to cozy
Team
up
up
to
with
Ned,
Ned.
which could
Yeah.
be interesting,
Could be,
I
yeah.
guess. I guess.
Yeah, just anything to bring Valentine back into the mix a little more
Yeah,
would
right.
be good. But I'd like to see them get back with Anna. Like, why are we not, you
I
know,
don't know. I don't
full
know.
steam ahead with that little
Yeah,
relationship? I don't
that's
know.
weird. It's like they can't be in the same room together now or something, you
Yeah.
know.
Maybe
So
they hate each other.
maybe they do. Yeah.
I was annoyed with it. Here's another conversation that annoyed me. That
Okay.
Ned and Olivia were getting
Yeah.
Leo ready
Oh,
for,
yeah.
and Olivia starts in on Ned about, you're not gonna actually get involved in anything to do with business, are you? Basically, you know, and it's like that same old saw, and it's like he was a businessman when you met him, you know, like.
That's true.
Somebody's gonna need to make a living at some point. Well, I guess they don't really, they're quartermains, but
Yeah, but yeah, it seemed like she could at least see that this is, it's not the same, right? It's not just always the same.
well, it's not the same, and I also feel like they set these things up where the woman is only going to, you know, give her love to these men if they give up their own nature. Like, you must fight whatever your actual natural impulses are to be worthy of my love.
And it kind of is what's exciting to him, you know, all of that stuff.
Like, he was totally into that all those years, and now he's being put out to pasture, and she's I don't know. I just was like, oh, here she goes again. This is very tiresome. I'd like for them to find some. I mean, the Leo. I like the Leo storyline, and it's good they're following up with that.
Yeah,
I'd like the Ned Olivia relationship to kind of move forward somehow. Maybe be more about the ongoing struggles with raising an autistic child, or I don't know what. But
or maybe like what happens to a guy when he reaches the age where he's, you know, not necessarily as, you know, sought after, you know. What should he be doing next?
I can relate to that. God.
Oh, sure, sure.
Yeah. Not that I was ever all that sought after, but but there's this definite shift of where you're like, all right, well, I'm kind of all done being sort of seen. I'm kind of like, And you start feeling just less energy in general to, I don't know, not fight battles, but even interact or something.
You definitely sort of pick your battles more.
Yeah, and you pick like even, the people that you might have been okay or tried to deal with or interact with or whatever. I'm kind of like, well, you know, there's less of my life in front of me than behind me now. And so I'm just not going to, engage with a lot of people that I probably would have earlier in my life.
Is that why you're not coming up for a visit this summer?
Well, I didn't want to say.
Is this how you're really going to tell me? Jesus, right in front of the world.
No, but you know what I mean? Like, yeah, a really negative way to think about things, but what's it saying about, you know, somebody didn't suffer fools gladly or something.
Oh yeah,
like that.
That's definitely something I've said. Yeah.
Not quite what that means, but for me it's kinda like I feel like I'm more selective now.
Because
I just have less energy and less time and and maybe you just start knowing yourself a little better.
You do know how much energy it takes to
And you realize you were just hitting yourself a lot of your life with you know what you wanted to do or be or whatever.
Right. Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
About Ned in business. Sorry, I lost you.
No, that's okay. It would be interesting if he and Valentine came together
and were an acoustic duo.
I was going to say, no, we weren't so far off, but like, just went into like a different venture altogether, you know, like if they could just
like a food truck. I could see them running a food truck. Like a burrito truck or something.
Well, I was thinking falafel, but sure.
Okay, falafel. I haven't had falafel in a million years.
But I know it's gonna probably go down the same road, you know, of the whole ELQ nonsense. I don't know how Sonny's gonna get involved with this, you know.
Is like, Sonny gonna get involved?
Well, do you remember the scene?
No, obviously.
it was still with Drew, right? Drew was coming dangerously close to revealing that Nina was Willow's mom, but then shifted gears.
Oh, right. That's right. And then Sonny perked his ears up, didn't he?
Yeah. Yeah.
He was wearing that blue jacket again. That was what was distracting me. I was like, why is he wearing that blue jacket again? Didn't we all say we didn't like that?
I think he was going to call like a high school football game after that or something. You know, it was like, what? Yeah. Bad. And it looked cheap too. Sonny wears custom suits, you know?
Yeah. Bespoke. Are you familiar with the word bespoke?
That's one of my pet peeves, the use of that word all of a sudden.
Using that word, yeah.
You know, it's like, so custom isn't okay to use anymore? Is that offensive to somebody?
Bespoke. Like, where does that come from? I don't even, like, the, or what's the etymology of that?
You're not going to find it here, I don't think.
Well, I'd look it up, but at the moment my phone is all filled up with like 10 interesting facts about the honey badger.
Your feed is going to be badger heavy now, so is mine.
Badger heavy, baby.
The Google people are going to be like, "What the fuck is with these two? It's
Can't get a handle on them.
Badgers."
But it's funny, the honey badger apparently is kind of more like a weasel than other badgers,
I saw that too,
or a skunk. That's fascinating.
I'm glad we found this new passion for you, Gia.
Well, it's an old passion that's been revived. And you know what? I'm headed on a trip, and I hope when I'm in this other city, if we have a free day, we're going to go to the zoo. And
Oh.
I am going to come home like just
Oh boy.
filled to the brim with some cool stuff to
Just
talk
pictures
about.
of badgers.
They have a new giraffe that was born there.
Oh, nice. Yeah, that'll be fun.
I'm sure you're not allowed in to like pet its snout or anything,
Jesus. Oh man.
Oh,
How have people survived this long?
huh?
I mean, just human beings. It's
With
like,
all the stupid impulses we have, you mean?
yeah, just
To get
like,
in and scritch it on its little velvety snout.
if there's a God looking down, he's like, "I did not put my money on them to make it, you know."
Yeah, I mean, just to narrow it down, like, how have I survived this long?
Yeah,
Really,
well,
that's you know.
yeah.
Yep. Okay. I'm sorry. Did you want to talk more about General Hospital? Did we cover all of Friday? I can't even remember. Did we have a cliffhanger or anything?
Not really, no. I think it
Yeah.
might have been like the whole Valentine Sunny, like this dot, you know.
Oh yeah, and Olivia revealed the
Oh,
like tipped
the
off
possible
Valentine
merger,
about yeah. So that was one
And that
aspect of
seems
that.
like, you know, there are no accidents. So did she intentionally
Oh,
put that
I
out
don't
there?
know. I liked your dress, so
Yeah, it was very different. It was a
it's that
departure from a lot of her other dresses, wasn't it?
bohemian vibe going
Yeah,
on.
there's a lot of that going around, I thought.
Yeah, Sam was in another sort of print and color, like not her usual. They're trying to signal to us that this is a new Sam.
I know. Thank you for signaling
Yeah,
that, people.
I think that's what they're doing there.
Yeah, I think
But
you're right. You're right there. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
anyway, yeah. So whatever. My main thing was like Dante cutting Michael down a peg. It was like that was just satisfying to have
Yeah,
somebody.
and it's just, I guess the unfortunate part is Dante seems to be the only person who's seeing all this
He's the only
that
adult in the
way.
room.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, I like him.
Yeah, he deserves much better than that
Time
scene.
for a shower scene. No.
Yeah.
I wonder like how much is written into their contracts about, you know,
Showers.
shower
Yeah.
scenes, and do they
Yeah.
want shower scenes or do they not want shower scenes?
I would think they'd feel a little bit exploited, but I guess
But
it's
they must
better
have to
than
put a lot
porn.
of time
And
into working out and everything to get these
so
roles.
maybe they
So,
like
yeah, I don't
celebrating
know.
their bodies. I don't know. It would
So,
be nice if we could run into them sometime and ask them these questions.
where is it? Is this filmed in California or
Yes.
like New York or where
No,
are they?
this is one of the California ones.
It's a California thing. Yeah. Someday we'll have to take a little trip, you know, or win a
We could
contest or
go to
something.
one of their fan things, you know.
That would just be so fun. Let's pledge to do that at some point.
Okay. I might have to bring some dogs, perhaps a child, but I'm there.
Well, they probably other people like probably have a lot of dogs in purses and
Or
stuff.
more
Like it feels like
cats.
it'd be that kind of crowd, you
I
know.
think it would be cats mostly, and maybe a ferret.
What are you trying to say? You think it'd be cats mostly? I have a cat.
All right, Gia.
Okay, well, that was fun, and we apologize for only doing one episode there, but look at that—we like like ranted and raved for just the same amount of time as usual. Yeah.
Doesn't take much, does it?
Long-winded and not a lot of content.
That's us. That's PNP show.
You're welcome.
All righty.
Okay, well, we'll talk soon.
Okay, bye-bye.